Hello? Are you there? Well, we're here.
Swans of soap, that's pure and gentle. Come on, take the swan.
Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, present the Burns and Allen Show with Paul Whiteman. Our singer, Jimmy Cash. Yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the Dick Tips and a Miss, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, now it's late afternoon, and we find George on his way home to Gracie. He has stopped in for a moment at the corner cigar store.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Burns.
Hello. Three cigars, please.
The usual kind?
Uh-huh.
All right, here you are.
Thanks. Here's your quarter.
Thank you. Here's your 20 cents change.
Thanks.
You know, you're smart to buy these cigars, Mr. Burns. Tobacco's have it for me.
Well, I happen to like these cigars.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Burns. Yes, sir?
I'd like a pack of... Well, I'll be darned. George Burns.
Huh? Why, it's Lester Hamill.
Gee, George, I haven't seen you in years. How are you?
Fine, Lester. What are you doing out here in California?
Well, I've been here a couple of months. I'm working over at MGM.
MGM? You don't say. Well, what are you, an actor, director, writer?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber at MGM?
Yeah. I guess it don't seem possible to a movie fan, but even Irene Dunne has to wash her hands once in a while.
Well, well, so you're a plumber, huh?
Yeah, but don't tell anybody. You see, if it gets out around the lot, all those movie stars will try to borrow money from me.
I see. Gee, Lester, it's been years since we've worked together in New York.
Yeah, it sure has. Hey, I heard that you and Gracie Allen got married.
Uh-huh.
Just think, if she'd said no, you and I might be working together over at MGM.
Yeah, who knows? Say, Les, how would you like to have dinner with Gracie and me over at the house tonight?
Well, I'd love to.
Oh, but come on, we talk over old times.
Well, I'll come on one condition. That you don't tell Gracie what I do at MGM.
Well, Gracie wouldn't mind.
Oh, it isn't exactly that. You see, I mean, with things the way they are now, every time I'm invited to somebody's house, I wind up fixing the sink.
Oh. Well, don't worry. Our sink is okay. And if it'll make you feel better, I won't mention that you're a plumber even to Gracie.
You promise, George?
I promise.
Okay. See you in about an hour.
Okay. Wait, Les. How would you like a cigar?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Well, here, try one of mine.
Mr. Burns.
Yes?
You two are friends, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, why not keep it that way?
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, dear.
Say, I just met an old friend of mine down at the corner, and I invited him for dinner tonight. Is it all right?
Oh, dear, you would have to invite company the one night our sinker stopped up.
What?
Oh, I've been trying to get a plumber all day.
Well, never mind. I'll fix it.
Oh, all right. Who did you invite?
Oh, an old friend of mine, Lester Hamill. You don't know him. He's with MGM.
MGM? You mean he's in the movie business?
Well, in a way.
Is he a big executive?
Well, he's not exactly an executive.
Oh, go on. I bet he's in the president's office.
Well, as a matter of fact, he's in and out of all the offices.
Judge, I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going?
Well, I've got to call Tiffy Sagwell. Oh, my, I hope she's home. Hello? Hello? Hello, Tiffy?
Oh, dear. Always a soprano, never a baritone.
Well, it's Gracie. Oh, Tootsie, I have the most exciting news. A big movie magnate is coming to my house for dinner.
Really? You mean...
Yes, it's our big chance, Tootsie. What we've been talking about for months. A chance to get you into the movie.
Oh, I'll be right over. What do I wear? Let me see. I'd better wear something to show my legs off to the best advantage.
That's a good idea. How about your new corduroy slack? Oh, all right. Goodbye. Oh, George, I'm so thrilled about Mr. Hamill coming over. Now I'll be able to get Tootsie in pictures.
Gracie, Lester can't get Tootsie in pictures.
Oh, why not? Just last week she won a beauty prize.
Tootsie Sagwell won a beauty prize?
Uh-huh. Well, didn't you read in the paper how hundreds of girls were helping to pick the tomato crop? High school girls, society debutantes, and even movie stars?
Yes.
Well, they had a beauty contest, and Tootsie won it.
Really?
Yes. Of all those girls, she picked the most beautiful tomato.
Well, good for her.
Oh, and she's a very fine actress, too. When our club put on my sister Eileen, she had the part of Eileen, and she was wonderful.
But Eileen is a gorgeous young girl. How could Tootsie look the part?
Well, she didn't exactly, but we took care of that. We fixed up the plot a little bit and changed the title to My Brother Eugene.
Kid must have been sensational.
Hi, George. Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. You stay here and talk to George while I run into the kitchen. I want to see if there's enough for a big dinner.
Having company, George?
Yeah. You're invited if you'd like to come, Bill.
Oh, well, thanks, George, but I have to pick up a girl at Hollywood and Vine at 6 o'clock.
Who is she?
Well, how do I know who's going to be at Hollywood and Vine at 6 o'clock?
I thought maybe you'd like to stay. A friend of mine who works at MGM is coming over.
MGM? Oh, well, maybe I'd rather take potluck here.
Hmm.
You know, George, I almost signed with MGM before Paramount grabbed me. You saw me in Wake Island.
Yes. Great 10 seconds.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that MGM deal, we just couldn't see eye to eye on a couple of very small things.
Like your salary?
No. For example, they considered me for that last Gable picture, George, and here's what they wanted to flash on the screen. Somewhere I'll Find You, introducing handsome, talented Bill Goodwin with Clark Gable and Lana Turner.
Oh. But, you didn't want that.
Oh, no, George. Instead, I just wanted him to say, introducing Bill Goodwin, through the courtesy of Swan, the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile, and that gives lots of suds. Swan, the stud sensation of the century, with Clark Gable and Lana Turner.
Oh, I see. But they wouldn't put that on the screen, huh?
No.
Very unreasonable, yeah.
Well, then they wanted me to play a scene where I grab Lana Turner in my arms and kiss her and kiss her and kiss her.
But that wouldn't do.
Oh, of course not. I'd rather do a scene where I talk to her.
Yeah, oh, brother. And you played a... And you played a Marine in Wake Island.
Well, George, I wanted to say, Lana, darling, have you washed your dishes lately with Swan?
Win the award.
Win the award. Swan, you know, is great for doing the dishes. Or for that matter, any soap and water job. Because Swan not only gives you long-lasting, hard-working suds, but you can be sure that Swan is going to be kind to your hands. It's so pure and gentle, Lana.
Yeah. But they wouldn't let you do that scene in the picture.
No.
You must have a very bad agent.
Well, then... George, then I wanted to make one more little change.
Yes, I suppose you wanted to change the title of the picture to Somewhere I'll Find You Breaking Swan in Two, so you can use half in the kitchen for your dishes and cleaning and the other half in the bathroom for your hands and face.
No. The change I wanted to make was a very small one. You know the lion they flash on the screen at the start of every MGM picture?
Yes.
Yes. I'm out of pages.
Well, take mine.
Yes. You know the lion that they swell.
I'm going to bring an MGM picture.
They told me.
Yes.
Well, the idea of them saying a swan can't roar.
Yeah. But I'm not deaf. Don't holler so loud.
George, I'm coming back later and take it up with that friend of yours from MGM.
Now, Bill, wait. That couldn't... You see, what...
No, sir. I won't rest till I put swan prints in the cement at Grauman's Chinese.
Mm. Gracie, don't go to too much trouble about Lester.
But, George, he's a big movie man. Did you say he was a director or a producer?
Well, Lester handles lots of jobs at MGM. He's sort of a handyman, you know, to have around.
Oh, men like that lead such glamorous lives, George. Oh, what a thrill it must be when he finishes a job and they put a big sign on it. This is a Lester Hamill production.
Oh, yes.
This is Paul Whiteman speaking. Jimmy Cash sings one of the top tunes, Dearly Beloved. Okay, Jimmy boy.
So I say merely, dearly beloved, tell me that it's true. Tell me you agree. You were meant for me. Beloved, how clearly I see. Save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours come shower or shine. So I say,
gets here, we'll make them feel at home by using movie talk. At dinner, when we serve the roast, I'll say, cut. And when it's time to pass the peas, I'll holler, roll them.
Gracie, I don't think Lester would kind of like that.
Oh, it's my darling little ducky. It's your bedtime, Herman. Say goodnight to Mama. Ah. Good night, Herman. Now, what do you say to your daddy?
Go on, go to bed, go to bed, go to bed.
Come in. Gracie, darling.
Gracie Bagwell.
This is awful.
Gracie, do I look all wrong?
Well, no, Tootsie, your makeup is wrong. You shouldn't have rosebud lips.
I shouldn't?
No. What if your mouth is large? That's nothing to be ashamed of. When you put on lipstick, just follow the natural lines of your mouth.
Well, all right, I'll do it.
But after you get it on, don't smile. Lipstick looks so messy on the tips of your ears.
Well, I'll be careful, Gracie. Gee, I wish there was some way to make my nose look shorter.
Let me see.
Oh, such a long nose.
Oh, I've got it. Now, later on, we'll serve tea, and I'll give you an empty cup. Then when Mr. Hammer looks at you, you can stick your nose in it.
Oh, Gracie, you're wonderful. You think of everything.
Well, now run along upstairs and get fixed, and I'll let you know when it's time to make your entrance.
I'll make you proud of Gracie.
Ah, what a dame. Why do you waste so much time with her, Gracie? Believe me, she'll never be another Veronica Lake.
Too tall, huh?
Yeah, too tall.
Yeah. Come in.
Well, here I am, George.
Oh, hello, Lester. Here, let me take your hat. Gracie, this is my old friend, Lester Hammer.
Oh, Mr. Hammer, I'm so pleased to meet you. George told me about your job at MGM.
George, you promised that you wouldn't.
Well, Lester, I only told her.
Well, what if she does know? It's just between friends.
But, Lester, I didn't...
Oh, Mr. Hammer, your work sounds so exciting. Tell me, do you work close to all the big stars at MGM?
Oh, sure. Only yesterday I was in Jeanette McDonald's dressing room. She had trouble with her pipes.
Oh. Mr. Hamill, that's too bad. I love her voice.
Yeah, so do I.
What did you do?
Oh, I just stuck a monkey wrench down as far as I could, gave it a couple of turns.
Well, tell me, Mr. Hamill, what happened?
Nothing. She just smiled and thanked me.
Oh, my. She must have an iron constitution.
Huh?
Gracie, I'm pretty sure Lester doesn't want to talk shop.
Oh, all right. We'll talk about us. You knew George even before I did, Mr. Hamill. What was he like in those days?
Well, he was quite a dresser, and nobody on Avenue A looked any better in peg-top pants. Remember what they called you, George?
Yeah. Bull Burns.
Yeah, remember that pair of tan kid shoes you had with six pearl buttons up the side?
Oh, that reminds me, dear. I found that bottom pearl button and sewed it back on.
Well, thanks.
Oh, I'll bet you're surprised to see how domestic George is, aren't you, Mr. Hamill? I guess having a wife and a little son made
him... A son? Why, George Burns, you old son of a gun, you never told me. I didn't know you had a little boy.
Well, Lester, he isn't really.
Gee, I'd like to see the little fellow.
Oh, well, he's taking a nap. He got sleepy after dinner. I guess he ate too many fish heads.
He eats fish heads?
Oh, yes, yes, he loves them. They're so full of vitamins. Now, if you're very quiet, I'll open the kitchen door. He's sleeping under the stove. Mr. Hammer, would you like to see him?
I'll say I would.
All right. Oh, isn't he sweet? Isn't he cute, Mr. Hamill?
Yeah. You know, funny thing, the light was kind of dim in there, and for a minute I thought he was a duck.
Yes, bad light.
Oh, but after a second look, I knew he was George Burns' son, all right.
If you look once more, you'll see it was a duck.
Oh, no. It's getting late, isn't it? I wonder what can be keeping Tootsie up there.
Gracie, about Tootsie.
Well, I'd better run up and see. Pardon me a moment. Well, Tootsie, aren't you ready yet?
Gracie, how do I look? Glamour?
Oh, Tootsie, you're gorgeous. Honestly, you look enough like Aunt Sheridan to be her mother.
That's wonderful. I'll be right down, Gracie, as soon as I finish powdering my nose.
Oh, good. And remember to make a grand entrance. We've got to impress Mr. Hamill with your poison grace.
I know. I'm so nervous. I just hope at the last minute my oath doesn't turn to blah.
Oh, Tootsie will be right down, Mr. Hamill.
Gracie, I don't think Lester is interested in Tootsie.
Oh, Mr. Hamill, Tootsie's a very remarkable girl. Why, she might turn out to be another Claudette Colbert, or Ginger Rogers, or Jean Hersholt.
Jean Hersholt is a man.
Oh, well, you see what a remarkable girl Tootsie is?
She does sound like one.
Oh, she is. Oh, look, there's Tootsie at the head of the stairs now.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May I join you?
Well, by all means, come right down, Tootsie.
All right, here I come.
Mr. Hamill, I'd like you to meet Miss Stagwell.
How do you do?
We've had a lot of war songs, but it looks like this is really it. Pass the ammunition with six hits and a miss.
Down went the gunner, a bullet was his fate.
Down
went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the skyline and gave the boys a look.
And then the gunner's self, as he laid aside the book, shouting, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and the Lord stayed free.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
coffee in the living room and continue our discussion.
Well, Gracie, I'm glad I came back. That was certainly a nice dinner.
Oh, well, thanks, Bill. Now, Mr. Hamill, don't you think Trixie Sagwell would be wonderful in pictures?
Gracie, Mr. Hamill doesn't want to hear any more about Tootsie. You talked his ear off all through dinner.
Oh, but there are a lot of angles she hasn't mentioned yet.
That's right, Mr. Hamill. In fact, Tootsie has more angles than any girl I've ever met.
And in the funniest places. But be that as it may, Mr. Hamill, I've been trying to get in a word with you all evening myself. I guess you know that I just finished starring in Wake Island.
You movie people are funny, Mr. Hamill. You scour the country for talent, but when it's right under your nose, you ignore it. Now look at Mickey Rooney. He always had the talent he has now. Why wasn't he a star 25 years ago?
Because he wasn't born yet.
Oh, George, you and your silly argument.
I guess so, yeah.
Yes, Gracie's right about talent, Mr. Hamill. Now, when I made Wake Island...
And that isn't all either. Think of Robert Taylor for a minute. And then think of Cary Grant and Tyrone Power and Melvin Douglas.
Gracie, not so fast. I'm not through with Robert Taylor yet.
This is the silliest talk I ever heard in my life.
Well, speaking of handsome leading men, when I made Wake Island...
I'm trying to convince Mr. Hamill that Tootsie might be an undiscovered star.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Hamill. Now, when I made Wake Island... Well, now, when I made Wake Island...
And that isn't all. You movie people think just because a girl is beautiful, she can't have any talent. Well, look at Tootsie.
What for?
Now, I wouldn't say that Tootsie is better looking than Lana Turner, would you, Mr. Hamill?
Well,
I wouldn't say that because I have a reason not to. I don't believe in knocking the other fellow's product.
Oh, you're right. Now, when I made Wake Island...
Oh, sit down with that Wake Island.
Well, that does it. I can take a hint. If you don't want to listen to me, I'm going and I'm never coming back. But mark my words, George, you'll miss me. The next time you have guests and there's a lull in the conversation, who's going to jump up and say, have you heard about Swan, the new white floating soap that's a baby gentle whiz for suds? More suds than you ever saw in your life. Who's going to say that?
Well, I'll just have to jump up myself. I'm a very high jumper, you know. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm up.
Then 6 o'clock in the morning, who's going to phone you and say, George, time to get up and take your shower with Swan. Swan, the soap that's so great for your shower or bath because it's as mild as fine cast steel soaps. So pure, it's perfect for a little baby's tender skin. Who's going to do that?
Crowley, Dittenfest, Newman, Sam Tralafash.
Oh, all right.
Really. I've got thousands of friends.
Well, let them do it then. Let them do it. But I'm going. What's more, I had some great news for you, but now you can find it out for yourself. Goodbye.
Oh, Bill, wait. What's the news?
Oh, no. Goodbye.
Oh, come on, Bill. What's the news?
Well, lots of dealers right now are running a special sale on Swan. You buy three bars and save. Swan gives you more real soap per penny than any leading toilet soap tested. And it goes further than easily wasted package soaps. So when you buy three bars, you save in more ways than one. Well, you made me tell you, but I'll never open my mouth again. I'm going. I know when I'm not wanted. I'll never set foot in this house again as long as I live. Well, that's that. So long, everybody. See you tomorrow, George.
Someday that kid will stop hinting and come right out with it.
Oh, let me see now, where was I? Oh, yes, Tootsie Sagwell. Would you believe, Mr. Hamill, that Tootsie Sagwell is just as talented as she is beautiful?
That he'd believe.
I wasn't talking to you, George. What do you think, Mr. Hamill? Then, as I was saying, your studio will make a big mistake if they don't sign her. She has all the qualities that a great actress needs. Poise, emotion, subtlety, loud voice. Would you like to hear a sample of her work? Well, of course you would. You should hear her do a big dramatic scene where she has to be heartbroken. Oh, she's wonderful, aren't she, Tootsie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nobody can cry like Tootsie. Nobody. Nobody can say, goodbye, Joe. Goodbye. Don't forget me, Joe. Don't forget our home. Don't forget the children. Don't sit under the apple tree.
Nobody
can do that. She's dynamic, aren't you, Tootsie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wasn't that the best heartbreak you ever heard, Mr. Hamill? But Tootsie's wicked vampire is even better. Oh, she does it with the French accent. Do you not, Tootsie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you should hear her when she say, I am irresistible, comme ça. I am enchanting, comme ça. Yes, come see. No, come saw. Why don't you come see me sometime, come saw? Oh, she's marvelous. Don't you think so, Tootsie?
Uh-huh.
Well, that gives you you an idea for town, Mr. Hamill. Oh, when can you get it to get a screen test?
This is going far enough. Look, Gracie, Lester does work at MGM, but he's not a producer. He's a plumber.
A plumber?
What?
Well, my goodness, why didn't you tell me before?
No, he asked me not to. I guess he thought you wouldn't be impressed.
Well, that's silly. I think plumbers are wonderful people, and I'm proud to have a husband who's a plumber's friend.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Of course, this means Lester can't get Tootsie a job.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, George. Mr. Hamill, Tootsie's not only a great actress, but she's strong. Show me a muscle, Tootsie. There, that's right. Well, Mr. Hamill, how about giving her a chance as your helper? Oh, thank you, Mr. Hamill. Isn't it thrilling, Tootsie? I've got a job for you in pictures. You're going to be a promise helper at MGM.
Well, I've carried a torch for lots of men, so I might as well carry one for him.
Imagine Mr. Hamill not wanting to say he was a plumber. Why didn't you tell us, Mr. Hamill?
I thought maybe you wouldn't... Gee, listen to me, I'm talking.
Go on. Go right ahead, Lester.
Why, Mr. Hamill, I'd rather have you in our house tonight than the president of MGM.
You would?
Yes, of course I would. Could Louis B. Mayer fix the sink? Come along in the kitchen, Mr. Hamill.
Well, George and Grace, you'll be right back. Meanwhile, I'd like to remind you to stop in where you see a dealer displaying the swan sign that says, buy three bars and save. If you haven't yet tried Swan, now's a swell time to do it. See if you don't find that Swan always saves you money, sale or no sale. Saves because it takes the place of expensive toilet soaps. And saves because Swan also does away with the need for easily wasted package soaps. So now's the time to swing the Swan. Now, when you can buy three bars and save. And now here's George and Gracie.
Boy, this sink is really stopped up. Look, it's overflowing. And what'd you do, Mrs. Burns? Pour grease down the drain?
Oh, no, Mr. Hamill. I save all our bacon grease and waste kitchen fats and take them to my meat dealer. Everybody should do that, you know. The government needs waste fats for bombs and bullets. So it can't be grease in the sink.
Well, there's water all over the floor. Something must be clogging up the sink.
I wonder what it could be.
Well, I don't know. Let's pull out the stopper and look.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. These programs are shortwaves to our armed forces everywhere. Remember, Swan now brings you two of radio's top shows. George Burns and Gracie Allen every Tuesday night, and Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou every Friday night over another network. And now till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night.
Try Spry.
You'll find the baking you turn out fluffy and light.
Try Spry.
You're sure to hear your family shout, what a delight.
For cake, pie,
donuts, the things you fry.
Try Spry.
What's that you say you're going to try today?
Why, sure. Try Spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.